What's up, guys? This is Rich Tabishian, host of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life.
What's up, you guys? I'm excited to share with you this episode. This was a quick webinar that I went through with some of folks that are in my, in the mastermind, one of the mastermind groups that I'm in, one of the networking groups that I'm in. And I thought it would be interesting to share my thoughts on how artificial intelligence and AI tools are affecting marketing right now. And so hope you guys enjoy and listen in, stay deep. Some of the things I'm referencing on like a screen share, so you may not be able to understand it, but if you have any questions at all, just reach out and I could clarify them for you. So enjoy this episode, take care. All right, so let's get started. So basically, man, I'm gonna be talking about this, right? How to use AI tools to grow your business. And so I think a lot of folks that are like, this will be for Ascend as well, but a lot of folks listening too, you know, you could use this really in any business, right? So it's really in the context of, oh, here we go. I got a couple more folks coming in. It's really in the context of, you know, marketing as a whole, but basically the past couple of weeks, I've been going through a lot of these AI tools and I'll be honest, like originally I was like kind of scared of them. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I was originally like, oh my gosh, like this is changing how we do things in copywriting and content creation, right? So that's kind of, it was a little scary initially to me, but, and it's also fun because it seems interesting to be able to create things at a much faster pace now compared to what we used to have to do. So that's what I'll be going through today, you know, some of the pros and cons of these tools and how we could use them instead of like being used by them, essentially. So what I did was I looked at, you know, Jasper, Copy AI. Oh, we got a couple other folks coming in. Cool. Copy AI. And the big one now that I'm seeing like everywhere is it's OpenAI, but OpenAI has a couple of different products and research that they're doing, but it's this tool called ChatGPT, which is the one that's huge. Like it's all over my TikTok. It's all over my social media. Maybe it's because I'm now like Googling AI related stuff so that the algorithm knows, you know, or whatever. But I think part of it for me is like, how is this going to impact the world of business for not only you guys, you know, with whether you're in real estate, you know, I'm an investor myself. I was a realtor. Now I have my marketing agency. So for me, it's more of like, how do I leverage this technology to help me grow and help me get content out faster and really automate some of the things that, you know, I would have to spend time on, you know, spending 2 hours, you know, taking 2 hours to write some copy versus like literally less than 2 minutes. So like, it's a huge time save when it comes to these tools. So I'm going to kind of jump into those. We're going to go through a demo of the tool. What's up, Steve? What's up, Patrick? What's up, Bill? Thank you guys for joining. I'm going to go deeper into these tools, primarily the ChatGPT because it's a free tool. And by the way, if you haven't signed up for it, sign up for it. It's free. I mean, like, I don't know how long this thing is going to be free. It seems like it's like an open source type of thing, but get on there as soon as possible because who knows when they will start charging. And so you can kind of like push or start creating content now for free in minutes, you know, before they start charging. So that's kind of like my little thing there. So having said that, the question I really am asking myself, you know, for my marketing agency and then for my clients and then for my own, you know, sake of growing the business and getting more sales and reaching out to people is like, how can AI help me and not like be scared of it like an iRobot type of thing, you know? And so here's what I've come up with based on my research so far. These are the pros. Can you guys see my screen, by the way? Is it looking good? Just give me a yes.
Looks good.
Can you hear me okay? Good. Okay. So these are the pros that I've identified of AI for marketing, specifically for business, specifically on ChatGPT, Jasper, and Copy AI. And by the way, there are hundreds and hundreds of AI tools. These are just the ones that have been on my radar lately. And I know, Steve, you've been messing around with some of that stuff. I'd love to hear your thoughts on some of them as well. But here's where, from my perspective, these are the three main things that I'm seeing for benefits. Number one, they're going to save you time, right? To create content, specifically written content. Okay. You'll be able to generate new ideas, right? Like be able to actually brainstorm with this robot and tell it things and give it context and say, hey, give me five top 10 tips of investing in Austin, Texas, or give me, you know, the top 7 ideas around buying real estate in, you know, whatever town, or give me the mistakes or the issues around, you know, selling to a short term or selling to a short sale product or selling a foreclosure, you know, whatever it is. Like, you can literally tell it anything and it will give you content back, which is so freaking cool. But anyway, so then you could generate new ideas. You could also essentially automate your copywriting, which scares me a little bit because I love writing. And so the way that I'm thinking about this now is, like, it's not going to completely replace copywriting, like, absolutely. Of course, it'll hurt some copywriting jobs and whatnot, but it's going to help you kind of move faster and get that content out there. So those are the kind of the 3 main things: is saving time, you could generate new ideas. OpenAI has another tool called DALL-E. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but you could literally give it contextual words to say, create this, you know, wacky looking, you know, animal that has wings and a sword and is standing on the top of a mountain with lightning bolts. And it will literally do that for you. It'll create like this crazy image and artwork for you. I'm not sure how that would really apply to business, but it might be fun and interesting to engage with your audience online. So here are some other examples for copywriting. You can write blog posts basically for like in seconds, like sometimes in less than a minute. And I'm talking like you can go full blown 1,000 words. You could do a quick 250 word article. But as I research this a little bit more, if you're trying to rank with these articles from AI, Google will know somehow. I don't know how, but apparently as I was reading through it, it may or may not hurt your brand when you're writing these AI posts. So just be careful with that. It's kind of a cautionary thing there. But it's cool for, like, you know, organic posts, right? You can just, I think, Steve, you posted something around the cleaning, your cleaning business, and it's engaging, right? As far as like just being able to see a bunch of text, right? So you can post that kind of stuff. If you're doing e-commerce, so my background in the past decade was in e-commerce, you know, for Fortune 500. So what we used to do was like, okay, we have a team dedicated to our products that's going to actually write the copy, write the descriptions, write the benefits, write the bullet points, you know, do the images and all that. That can actually be replaced. Like, it's scary to think about that, but that those teams of like dozens of people could potentially be replaced in the future at some point with this stuff. And then listicles, which I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that. It's kind of like, give me, you know, top 10, for example, 7 ways AI can change your life. You can create social media posts or captions with these tools, email marketing content. So you can actually build out a campaign, like a 7-day or a 10-day campaign, just by telling it, what are the topics, you know, that I want to create? And then you can actually like kind of build on that context as you're talking to ChatGPT, and then it will write it for you. So it's just like, it's nuts what this thing is doing. Ad sales copy, video scripts, which has been helpful for me to say like, hey, ChatGPT, write a short video script for a reel that may go viral, right? So something like that. Of course, it's not guaranteed that it'll go viral, but now you have like a script that you can use as a basis that you can edit and proofread and edit and then adjust accordingly for yourself. So it's kind of cool. You guys still with me there?
Yeah.
Okay. And then from a real estate perspective, I was playing around with this earlier because I have rental properties. So I'm like, how do I was asking ChatGPT, like, can you write a listing description for my rental property? It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,300 square feet. And it literally just spit it out for me. It's like nuts. So I'm thinking applications for Airbnbs, for short-term rentals, right? Descriptions like that. Obviously, you want to proofread it and all that, but it's like, it's nuts, like how quickly this stuff comes up. What was really cool too, is I was reading more into this. Somebody actually wrote and published an entire book with AI. I don't know if you guys saw that, but he made like not a ton of money, but it was like a kid's book that he combined AI. What was it? He used like a form of ChatGPT with some graphics and whatnot that was all created by AI, posted it on Amazon for like $8 and then started making sales from it. I'm like, you literally did nothing, bro. And you're selling this book based on the creation of AI. So it's just fascinating what's going on right now. Formatting data tables. So as you get content from AI, you can actually say, okay, format this in bullet points, create a table with it, and it does it all for you. It's nuts. And then some other couple applications that may apply to business, which is creating contracts. I would just say be careful with that. There are some people that are saying that lawyers, some lawyer, like contract lawyers, jobs are going away. They're probably never going to go away completely, but it's kind of like, okay, well, hey, AI, write me a lease agreement for this date to this date, you know, so you can kind of like create that, but you have to obviously know your local laws and whatnot to do that. So I would just say, be careful with the law. I wouldn't trust a robot to write that for me, but anyway. And then last but not least, you can actually write code, actual code that can be like taken from the AI and then put into, you know, a website or some type of program. So it's kind of nuts to think about it like that. So to me, those are the main benefits that I'm seeing from a business perspective. I would recommend that you guys, like I said, sign up as like when you can with ChatGPT, because it's pretty dope.
And it's this one right here?
It's a web-based app. So go to the website. It's actually chat. Hold on.
That app in the app store is fake.
Yeah, don't download that. So this is it right here. chat.openai.com. It's going to look a little weird at first. So what you want to do is sign up. And then from here, I can start giving it instructions, like write me this blah. And we'll go over this in a second.
Cool.
So what's interesting, so that's my version of the pros of AI for marketing. But I was like, you know what, let me use AI. It's like kind of like Inception, right? Let me use AI to write this for me and see what happens. So it's like, here are the benefits of AI for marketing written by AI itself. So this is literally content from ChatGPT that it wrote for me. And so you can see it's like pretty cool, right? It actually is somewhat accurate too. So it's like, it'll automate tedious, you know, tasks for you, give you strategic and creative analysis, content generation. So this is the ChatGPT's take on AI on marketing on itself. So it's like pretty cool, free content, right? You just literally give it instructions to give it to you. So it's like, there's definitely some rabbit holes that you can go down with it. But it's just fun to play around with. So I want to give you guys some like real life applications here that I've been doing recently, and you can test on yourself. So this was for me, I basically told it, write a short listing description for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1200 square foot. And I'm just making this shit up, but it just literally spit this out right after. So the caution is like, do this, but proofread it, make sure it looks decent, and obviously align it to your actual, you know, product or service or whatever, just so that it's not just some random ass shit that you're creating from AI. Then I said, you know, write a short listing description for a house. So maybe on the realtor side of things, this might be cool. And I loved it. Like the content was pretty great. And it kind of tweaked a little emotions there, right? Escape to your own slice of paradise, blah, 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 blah. But it's like a really good starting point as almost like a template it creates for you to say, hey, here's some of the content that you can now apply to your real estate listing. And this was specifically for a lake house. And it's kind of uses that context and the words and the keywords and whatnot to create it for me. But what's really cool is now it has that context, right? So I said, format this into a bulleted list. Here's the bulleted list of the property. Here's the table of the features and descriptions of each one of those things. So like, it's just nuts how this is doing this. I don't know how or why, but it is. And then I said, I don't know if you guys have tested this yet, but if you ask it, like, how do I make $1 million? Right? Like, it'll, or how do I make $1 million in 2023? It'll actually spit back and say, sorry, but we can't predict the future, nor do we have access to the internet, or something like that. Like, I don't know if you saw that, Steve. But when I ask it to say, pretend if you did this, it kind of hacks it in a way, and it gives me ideas that are actually pretty good. So if you want to know how to make $1 million, apparently you start a business, you invest in the stock market, and it's not bad, right? Create a YouTube channel, write a book, invent a product. So it's kind of generic, but it's also like, cool, if I didn't know this before, now I know how to make $1 million.
So, write a book with ChatGPT.
Yes. Yes. That. Oh, by the way, if you ask it about ChatGPT, it doesn't know itself. It's like, I don't know what I don't know what that is. It responds back.
It doesn't know anything past 2021. So it's not completely up to date.
So here was another one, a good application for emails. So in other words, I mean, you can basically just write email campaigns, you know, through this thing. Now, if that's what you want to do, then go for it. I would just say, be careful with that. You're not going to get flagged, I don't think, for spam, because, you know, I don't think Gmail is going to know if it's actually an AI written content. But I'll be honest, like, the content that got spit out for me was pretty good. So I said, write a short email for my followers with the top three ways to invest in real estate. And it was like, buy a rental property, participate in REITs, you know, find some crowdfunding stuff. And so, and then it gives me the actual, it used to give me a subject line. And then it gives me like a sincerely yours or best regards. So given that, do you guys have anything that you want to test while we're here? And it could be any of these use cases.
Like, are all these online based, or are there app based, like on your phone stuff too?
It's web-based. Yeah. So I wouldn't trust any of those apps. They're probably just trying to hack, you know, the trend right now. But go to the website. So it's all on the, like, it's a web-based tool, essentially, not an app. So are you guys mostly in real estate, right? I think Kenny, you said you're in real estate. Bill, what are you in? What business are you in?
I'm a W-2, I'm sales, and then I flip houses, but I'm very interested in this subject for the future.
Okay, cool. And Patrick, what are you in? Are you in real estate? Oh, he's not there. Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to, we can go through this. I mean, my intention, honestly, was to just kind of, you know, test this out with you guys with some real use cases. I've already done a bunch here, but if there's anything else that you wanted to kind of go through, I would love to do that with that demo. But there were some other things here. So around graphics, this is kind of what I was saying earlier. DALL-E is part of the OpenAI. That's kind of it's more of like an artwork creation type of thing. And so DALL-E is on the left, as you can see. Oh, it looks like we got a chat. What does he say? What did he say? Oh, sorry. Listening right now. Okay. Business acquisition. Okay. Yeah, that would be good too. So you can ask it around boring businesses or content around that, right? Like, I don't know. Like, there's so many different applications for it that I'm like trying to, I'm honestly like a little bit struggling to think about like, what are the best use cases right now for AI? And I've come up with like mostly the copywriting stuff. So creating content that's not going to get flagged by Google. And so like, if your intention is to create content to be ranked, I wouldn't go that route with AI. But here's another one. So graphics is more fun, right? More like not as business related, but you can tell it just descriptive words. For example, DALL-E, I said, create a mystical red rat with lightning bolts holding a sword standing on top of the mountain. And it created these images for me, like, just, and they're all unique. So that's kind of interesting. Then I said, so I use Canva a lot for my graphics. Canva just added this text to image AI related tool. I think it ties into OpenAI, but I said, create the Austin, Texas skyline with people kayaking in the river. And it gave me four different images, and you could see one of them here. Completely unique, right? And so that might be cool just as a content to post on social media or something. Is it going to move the needle forward on your business? Probably not. It's just like interesting and fun, you know? So that's just kind of my take on the graphics part of AI. So let's talk about where it falls short based on what I'm seeing. Let me minimize this real quick. Here's where it's falling short. So just like any program or robot or computer, it's only as good as the context and the data that you give it. So the more, you know, it's machine learning, right? So as you give it context and data, it's going to continue to learn that in that session. I believe when you close the session in ChatGPT, it starts from scratch. But so think about like, what's the context and the conversation that you can have with ChatGPT. And then as you give it more context, like you saw earlier with the formatting, right? I said, okay, format this into a bulleted list and table. And now it knew, take that data from the previous part of the conversation and now put it into a table. The other thing I'm noticing, I don't know, Steve, you're seeing the same thing, but it can be fairly unreliable. So sometimes I get a network error if it's too long, or, you know, because people are kind of blowing it up right now, the platform. It's one of the fastest growing. I think it had in 7 days, 1 million users sign up, which is nuts to think about that. And now it's also primarily, and there are other tools that do more than just copy, but it's limited to really copywriting, right? Creating content for copy. But what I'm noticing for businesses and for my clients is like, copy is not going to, copy alone is not going to build trust, right? Like video is going to really dominate, and it's continuing to dominate. You know, it's, I'm sure, you know, Bill, from a sales perspective and all that, the one-on-one conversation, the one-on-one is really important. So don't rely on the copy just to sell for you, right? If you're going to try to build your business. Now, the other thing I want to mention is you can basically automate copywriting, but you know your business, you know your product, you know your service best. And I, in my opinion, I wouldn't rely on a robot to give me like insight into my own business and my own, you know, life, right? So, and then I also mentioned earlier, Google, there was an article that I read here that said, Google says that AI generated content is against their guidelines. So if you're trying to rank, don't do that. And then number four, people's attention span is short nowadays. And I think somebody had commented that on your thing, Steve. So short form marketing, video marketing is definitely still dominating. AI has not been able to create that yet, luckily, because then I'd probably be out of a job. But written word is becoming less important for sales. Of course, it's important in some context, but, you know, yeah. Now, AI can do some automations for some video. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen, there's some platforms that you can actually like upload a picture of yourself and then tell it instructions and then put a voice behind it. And it will actually create like a kind of like a talking head video of you with potentially your voice. And you just pay like a $30 a month or something like that. I got to look up the actual website, but there's stuff out there now for AI around video, around copy, around marketing. It's just like, what are the use cases that you can leverage? And while this is free, take advantage of it, in my opinion. So my last thought here for the cons of AI is there's always going to be, in my opinion, for higher ticket business, there's always going to be a need for human to human interaction. I don't think this is going to destroy the world, right? Like just by creating copy, you know, in seconds. In fact, it's going to help you save time, in my opinion, to get the stuff that you need to actually do to build your business even more. And also video content is definitely going to continue to be a thing as people's attention spans on TikTok and these short form video content places. And so for your personal brand, the best way to build your trust, I think, is going to be through video, continuing to do video instead of just text. You'll get people's attention through text, but video is going to ultimately help you the most. So I kind of mentioned this earlier, but written word is not the only form of marketing. In fact, it's the least impactful form of marketing compared to video, and then advertising and all that. So my question is AI going to take over the world, right? And what do I do now? Here's my advice. Use AI to automate as much as you can right now while you have it for free to help you save time for your textual-based marketing efforts, for idea generation, copywriting, all that stuff. Make sure you proofread it. And remember that conversion comes from actual, you know, video and human interactions. So that's all I had, guys. Any questions?
Patrick asked in chat if there's anything that you can use to make logos.
Yeah, there's an AI. Yeah, so this is a really good site called futurepedia.io. This is literally the directory of every single AI tool out there right now. Okay. Now, if you scroll down to logo, there are, according to this, 8 different, there's probably more than 8, but there are several of these that use AI to create logos for you. I've never used any of them yet, but you can use this here, and I'll put this in the chat. You can use this to generate it for you. Yeah. Synthesia is the video service one. Thank you, Steve. And then I never heard of Colossian. Yeah. This is nuts. Like, this blows my mind that you can, these use cases probably make sense for like video training. Like, let's say you're scaling your business and you're like, I just need videos of trainers talking about how to set up, you know, SOPs, essentially. It's like video SOPs for your business. So that stuff is pretty cool to do. But to me, this stuff is different than your actual branding videos. Like, in other words, like a video business card of you talking. you know, I would like from a business perspective, it's more effective, I think, for you to have your own, like for you to be on video for your own business, right? Especially if you're like a realtor or somebody like that. So does that answer your question, Patrick? Okay.
Can you create yourself on this class? And that would be fucking cool.
Yeah, I think you can. In fact, I think Synesthesia is better. So what you could do is you can upload yourself.
Oh shit.
With a custom avatar. So let me see. There was some. I was looking at this a couple of days ago. I think it's under features. Oh no, it's under pricing. Yeah, so if you go here, there is an additional, I think it's $1,000 a year for a custom avatar. So a custom avatar is basically you upload, I think it's a video of yourself or an image, and it sees you, it takes your face and whatnot. And then the idea is like you can put content, like you can write content as if you're talking. And it may or may not be your voice. So it could be like some generated voice that they already have. Which is kind of weird because it's like, that's me on video, but it's not my voice. Right? So, I don't know. I haven't experimented with this stuff yet. And it kind of scares me to that level. Cause it's like, is that actually you? No, like you have some artificial intelligence robot talking on behalf of you. And I don't know, like that gets into like privacy concerns and like all that stuff for me. So, but they're out there, right? So these tools are out there. It's just like, how do you, you know, take advantage of them and see if they're even useful for you. So yeah, guys, that was pretty much it. Any other questions? I know we're kind of early here. I wasn't expecting to finish so early. If you guys want to talk more about like content strategy, which is basically my expertise, you know, for your business, set up some time with me. You can scan this here or go to my agency website, redratmedia.com. I mean, I've been doing this for like the past decade for Fortune 500s and whatnot. So if you guys have questions around marketing and whatnot, just let me know. We can set up some time.
Is there any like policing of it? I mean, maybe for like own businesses or whatever, it's fine for your own businesses. But I know, like, for example, I was actually talking with my coworker the other day, where his son and his students are using it in school. And I know schools and universities are now trying to come up with a way to detect. So, and I know you mentioned something about Google not liking it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, as this becomes more ubiquitous and people are catching on to it, they're going to put regulations behind it. I mean, it's just that simple, because I just think back, like I'm in my mid 30s. So I think back to like college essays and all that, like that would have been nice to be able to just type it in here and say, write me an essay on the Great Gatsby, because I don't want to read this damn book. Right,
you know, my coworker's son and all his friends, they all use it and love it. They use it for all their
must be nice. Yeah. My grades would have been awesome for better. Calculus. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think there was another use case I saw where you can, and this might be related to business acquisition, where you can actually take like a company's financial what is it called that they publish every year or every quarter, a 10K, the 10K. So you can like take the 10K summary, put it into ChatGPT, and it'll summarize it for you as if you were a 5-year-old if you ask it to do that. So like you don't even have to read the financial statements anymore. You could just like copy and paste it, and then it gives you a bulleted point of the summary. So financial advisors are going to be impacted. Like there's so much that's going to change in the next 5 to 10 years, you know.
There's also an AI podcast that's really fun. They have like Bill Gates interviewing Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I was just
watching. And you know, that. Steve Jobs has been dead for a long time, but it sounds current. They're talking about current things.
Yeah, isn't it this one podcast? There was one I was just listening to. It was Joe Rogan interviewing Steve Jobs.
Oh, that was it. Joe Rogan, yeah.
And you could tell that it's robotic in some ways, because like it doesn't, the transition of conversation doesn't really make sense. But it's really funny to listen to, you know. So like this is completely AI driven. Like they just created it based on data from Joe Rogan and Steve Jobs. So yeah, I mean, there's definitely some like fun, unique things about it. But at the end of the day, you know, I would just think about it, like, how could I apply this to my business and save me time, you know? So yeah, let me guys know if you have any other questions, comments. Good stuff.
Seems like we just got to start playing around with it, you know?
Yeah. Did you all like sign up already or?
I will once I get off of here.
Once I get off, I got it written down. I'm going to sign up.
Hell yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, I'll give you some 20 minutes back. Something like that. Thanks, guys.
Cool.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rich.
All right. Have a good rest of the day.
See you.
Peace.